You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on The Lutheran Hour. It's titled, The Barrier Has Been Removed. Now here is Dr. Schultz.
In 1993, Newsweek permitted a computer consultant to use a full page of its magazine to confess her past sins and her regrets. There is little doubt that the publishers of this major magazine permitted this because they realized that thousands of their own readers, perhaps even some of you listening today, probably feel like this woman does. Oh, how many of us often wish that during our younger years we would have lived a better life. Oh, how we wish we could get rid of our embarrassing past. Listen now for just a moment as I quote directly from Newsweek magazine this heart-rending confession of this remorse-filled mother. When I was younger, she said, I thought my past didn't mean anything. I was overcommitted. I was self-involved, she said, and I could always excuse whatever I did. Back then, she said, I thought that time would cover up all these past foolish things that I had done. I used to laugh, this Florida woman said, whenever my mother would say, all those foolish things that you do as a young person, they will go on your permanent record. However, I thought I had no permanent record. I simply did not have a moment's concern about the possibility that these past events in my early life would someday return to haunt me. Now, of course, this same Miami woman has reached middle age, and she has children of her own, and she has had some time to look back and reflect on her life. And she has also changed her thinking. Now, she says, I worry about what another person may know about me, or what they may think about me, or what they may say about me. All of this, she confesses, is a result of my past foolish living. I used to have the attitude that I didn't care what other people thought about me. It was my life, and I was going to live it. But now this same woman is using major avenues of communication, such as Newsweek magazine, to try to warn people that your past can end up haunting you. If one day, she writes, you suddenly decide that you no longer want to be the person that you have become or live the life you are now living, it is no easy task. You can't simply go to bed one night, she says, and get up the next morning and suddenly you are a different person. Finally, this lady concludes her confession by saying, whether you like it or not, your life history is your permanent record. You can't shake it, she writes. You can't burn your bridges. Your past is there. Even if you change your name, she says, and move to a new address, your past always goes with you. Now, what is interesting is that when it comes to our past lives, the lives that you and I have lived, the Bible says very much the very same thing this Miami woman confessed in Newsweek magazine. You see, the Bible tells us that God does indeed keep a record in heaven of everything that we do. In the book of Revelation, chapter 20, we read, And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged from the things which were written in the books, according to their deeds. And so whether you and I like to believe it or not, we are faced with one of the most sobering teachings of the Holy Scriptures. At this moment in heaven, God is keeping a record. Yes, He is detailing everything that you and I have ever done. Of course, we are all tempted to try to deny this basic biblical teaching. We are very much like the wicked man described by the psalmist who says, God has forgotten his evil deeds. He will never call them to account. Oh yes, my friend, denial is something that you and I would like to try to do. We hope. We hope that God will never hold us accountable for our past foolish actions. However, the Apostle Paul simply and bluntly states that we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each of us may be recompensed according to what he has done, whether good or bad. And so, let the warning from the Bible be public and let it be clear for 1999. According to the Bible, we know for sure that God has and continues to keep a record of everything we do, even the very thoughts we think. And we all need to be reminded from the Bible that soon there's going to be a judgment on the basis of these records that God is now keeping. This is a very, very sobering thought. In fact, it is downright frightening. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, we read, "It is a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God." The Apostle Peter urges, "Conduct yourselves in fear during the time of your stay upon earth." For the Son of Man, Jesus says in Matthew chapter 16, is going to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and will then recompense every man according to his deeds. Again in the book of Revelation, we hear the gracious warning of our blessed Savior, "Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to render to every man according to what he has done." And so the question now is this: is there any hope? How can you and I make sure that our sins will not condemn us on the final day? Is there any way for us to have our records in heaven purged of all our sins and failures? How can we make sure that our sins of gossip and our sin of careless speeding on the highway and our sins of playing the lottery and our sin of being only marginally interested in the needs of our aging parents and our sins of putting ourselves before our children and our sin of not worshiping every Sunday and our sin of not praying to God every day? Yes, my friend, how are you and I going to get these records of sin and failures removed from the record books of heaven? You see, unless these records are changed, your misdeeds and your failures will condemn you to hell forever. This is what the Bible teaches. My friend, have you ever thought it over? How can we be sure that we will end up not in the fires of everlasting hell, but rather in the mansions and the glories of heaven, described in the Bible as the New Jerusalem? Well, let me tell you the good news of how you and I can be absolutely sure, not on the basis of my opinion, but on the basis of what God is telling us in his holy word. In Revelation chapter 21, the Bible clearly states that those names which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life will be part of the New Jerusalem. Yes, these people will be saved forever. Now you see, in order to understand how Judgment Day will take place, we need to know that in heaven there are two sets of books. The first set of books contain the names of every person along with a record of the life they have lived. Then there will also be a second set of books, which will contain only names and no records of people's lives. The second book is called the Lamb's Book, and only those who reject all efforts to save themselves, yes, only those who sincerely repent of their sins and turn in faith to Jesus Christ, only their names will be recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. These names will be recorded using a pen filled with the ink of sin-atoning blood of the crucified and resurrected Jesus. This is all part of the fulfillment of what John the Baptist meant when he said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world." You see, when Jesus went to the cross willingly, and when Jesus offered himself up to God as a perfect sacrifice to pay for all of your sins and mistakes, at that moment, God the Father accepted the perfect sacrifice of Jesus his Son, the spotless Lamb. Jesus then paid the penalty that you should have paid. He died the death you should have died. And now, when you, by God's gift of faith, trust only and alone in the saving power of Jesus, then your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Oh yes, my friend, then there will no longer be a record of your past foolish living. All of your failures and all of your regrets and all of your sins will be wiped away forever. And so then the next time your heart is concerned as to how Judgment Day will go for you, and the next time the devil keeps bringing up some of your past mistakes, and the next time you are tempted to believe that your past will haunt you forever, then fix the focus of your eyes of faith directly and permanently on the crucifixion cross of Christ. You see, it is through the suffering and the death of this perfect Lamb of God that your record of failure is forever destroyed and replaced with the perfect life of Jesus. And it is through the bloody cross of Christ that the record of your past sins and failures are all permanently abolished. Oh, listen now to the prophet Isaiah as he paints a beautiful picture of Jesus, the Lamb of God, suffering and dying so that you can be free from all of your past sins and regrets, and so that your name can be written forever in the Lamb's Book of Life. Like a lamb, Isaiah says, like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that is silent before its shearers, so Jesus did not open his mouth. He had done no violence, nor was there any deceit in his mouth. Yet our Heavenly Father was pleased to crush his only Son, putting him to grief, if his Son would render himself as a guilt offering. As a result of the anguish of Christ's soul, our Heavenly Father will see it, and he will be satisfied. Remember a few moments ago how I read from Newsweek magazine the Confession of Regret by the woman from Miami? Remember how she said that, whether you like it or not, your life history is your permanent record? You can't shake it, she writes. You can't burn your bridges, and your past always remains, even if you change your name. And even if you move to a new address, your past always goes with you. Well, my friend, it is precisely this type of darkness of discouragement and despair where Jesus Christ always shines brightly. The good news is that through his death on the cross, Jesus has wiped away all our sins of our past. And if you feel like the woman from Miami, daily in deep despair over your past, then simply say to the devil, "It's over. No more will I permit you, O Satan, to torment me with the memory of my past sins." You see, when Jesus died on the cross, my sins were all crucified with Christ. They were nailed to the cross with Jesus. My sins, yes, all my sins are now forever dead and permanently abolished. Oh, what good news this is. You see, there is no reason that anyone of any race or economic background has to live one more day in regret and remorse. If we confess our sins, the Bible says, God is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In Ephesians chapter 1, St. Paul writes, "In Jesus Christ we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our sins, according to the riches of his grace." In Colossians chapter 1, we read that our Heavenly Father, through his Son Jesus, made peace with us through the blood of his cross. And so now, my friend, let today be a new day. Yes, in Jesus Christ and in his sin-cleansing blood, the old things have all passed away forever. Your record is cleansed and perfectly purged, and now in Jesus Christ, let everything in your life be new. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.